I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. You can download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is the head coach of your Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette. He is presented by Caesars, the official sportsbook of the Washington Capitals. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
So, Coach, before we get into the game last night, let's talk about the trade deadline. Mojo is back here in Washington. What does he add to the team?
Well, I think eventually once we get, you know, some guys back, you know, TJ Oshie back and Jim Dowd back, I think what he's going to add is some depth, some experience, and just give us more balance through the attack. He's a guy that can play on any line. Right now we're going to work through it and try to figure out where that is. But he's a guy who's, you know, put up points in his career. He's pretty good defensively and, again, provides us a good, experienced NHL depth player.
Coach, I'm sure you don't look at Yahoo power rankings, but hacks like me do from time to time. So I want your opinion on what they said about the Capitals post trade deadline. They had like a winners and losers and the heavy favorites, the contenders. You guys are at the bottom of the contenders category, and here's what they said. Washington Capitals, oh yeah, these guys, they're still hanging around. They might be the last playoff team in the Eastern Conference, but they are very capable of making a lot of noise. Some solid depth additions at the deadline as well. The key will be Vitek Vanacek being the guy in goal. What do you make of that little capsule about the Caps post-trade deadline?
Well, there's a lot in there, actually.
Yeah.
The eighth seed or the last seed in the Eastern Conference, before yesterday's game, we were top 10 in the league, and so that's 8th out of 10. And so it's a little bit deceiving because so many teams in the East are in the top 10. And so, you know, that's probably what they're saying is that we probably shouldn't be written off, even though we're eighth, because we're still up in the standings. I do think that they're correct with the additions that Mac pulled off at the trade deadline. You know, they, with Carl Hagelin's uncertainty, you know, bringing in a guy like Larson provides some depth in that defensive role and the bottom six role, and then Johansson provides depth of an NHL player. These are, you know, good, smart two-way players, one of them a little bit more offensive, one of them a little bit more defensive, that can add to the group that we already have. And then the last part about Vitek, I think that holds true really with any team with regard to playoffs. If there's a lot of things that have to go right, but certainly your goaltending has to be good as well, because those are the teams that move on. So stating the fact that you need good goaltending in the playoffs, I think, is more of an obvious statement than anything else. Your power play and your penalty kill have to be working. If your power play doesn't work, it's tough to move on. If your penalty kill is inefficient, it's tough to move on. If you know, if you don't stay healthy, it's tough to move on. If you don't get the good goaltending, it's tough to move on. So there's some things that I think are important as you move through the playoffs that have to stay on point, and certainly goaltending is one of them.
Coach, you mentioned Carl Hagelin there, and this is kind of disturbing to hear that according to Brian McClellan, he's going to undergo another eye surgery. And look, yeah, we don't know all the details of it, but I mean, at this point, I'm just hoping the guy, you know, retains full vision in his eye, let alone the hockey side of it. Just hope he can see clearly for the rest of his life and that his health is paramount. You know, we're pulling for Hags over here. Hope everything's okay with him.
Yeah, so that's a good way to look at it right now. You know, with another surgery coming up, man, we're hopeful and that everything that you just said with regard to his vision and the rest of his life and the game of life, that's the most important thing. Such a great person in our room and a great player. We certainly miss him, but that's kind of secondary right now to, you know, what he's dealing with. And so, you know, hopefully things stay positive. There's been some good signs and good news in there, but he still has more work to do with regard to the eye.
Joined by Caps head coach Peter Laviolette, presented by Caesars. So let's go back to the game against Dallas. No supplemental discipline for Jamie Benn's cross-check against Carlson. Wasn't even penalized in the game, so I'm guessing you weren't surprised. But from your quotes, you were certainly disappointed that nothing was handed down for what appeared to be a pretty dirty play.
Yeah, I think if we're going to, if that's going to be allowed, I think it's really tough players going back full speed like that inside the goal line and getting their hip buckled and they go full speed into boards. I mean, there's a lot of bad things that could happen to not only John, but any player in that situation. Probably one of the, for me, probably one of the toughest hits, you know, one of the most dangerous things that I've seen, you know, so far this year. And so, hopefully that's, you know, it doesn't happen anymore. But I mean, we're lucky Carly got out of there all right. You know, if you think about it, he was going full speed and got buckled 8 feet away from the boards. And so oftentimes when that happens, you know, bad things can happen to somebody. So, we're fortunate that John's good and, was able to come back and play.
You know, you talk about your guys getting back and obviously that's important. In terms of chemistry, look, you got about 17 games left here in the regular season and then the playoffs. When ideally do you want them all back? Like, is there an important time or could you just have them all back? Like, if you said first game of the playoffs, is that okay? Or do you need them back, you know, before
I think
that?
You want them before, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we want them before. It's just been one of those years, you know, every game is just, you know, there's something new popping up every day. And so, you know, we certainly would like our guys back. And I do think that there's a, you know, a process that you go through coming off of an injury where you got to get back into practice shape. And then just because you're back in a game after missing time doesn't mean that you're on point with your game either. And so it takes a little bit of time, I think, inside your game to get up to speed and to feel good about how you're handling the puck and your speed and your conditioning and your puck battles and your awareness on the ice. There's a lot of things that go on with that. So, you know, we'd like to get everybody back as soon as possible and get playing. But, you know, in saying that, that's not been the year so far that we've been dealt.
Hey, when you took over as head coach of the Caps, did you expect Tom Wilson to kind of turn into the scorer that he is?
I think everybody saw the offensive upside. I mean, he had good years before I got here.
Sure.
But now, you know, now you see him even more. I think that's, you know, oftentimes when a player's younger, and he was in a different role, I think, when he first came in, it was more of the physicality, and he had skill, but it was more the physicality and the element that he brought to the team, and just keeps working on his game. But he did have some points before I got here and some good years offensively. You'd like to hope and think that, you know, a player that puts up a certain amount of points at age 24, 25, you hope that there's more at 27 or 29, you know, as they're entering the prime of their career. And so I don't think it surprises completely, but certainly an important player for us with regard to the element of toughness that he does bring and the effect and ability to create offense and to score has made him a really complete player.
Coach, you weren't messing around when you talk about how loaded the East is. Your next opponent is Buffalo, and they have 52 points in the season, but they're just in a chasm looking up at the top four teams in that Atlantic with Florida, Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Boston, you know, with between 90 and 83 points, and Buffalo's down there at 52. You can't take them lightly, but that's a team that's just scuffling in a really tough division right now.
Yeah, so we're, you know, the next the next two games coming up are the games that, we're disappointed about the game last night. Like, we didn't play well enough to win. We didn't deserve to win. You know, we had a tough first period against Dallas, but then I thought we came back and pushed the entire game, especially in the third period. I didn't like anything about last night's game, so that one's on us. But you look at the next two games coming up, and, you know, that sometimes, you know, when you're playing Carolina or Colorado or you're playing Pittsburgh, there's this instant, it drags you right into the fight before you even get to the ring, before you get to the rink. And so we've got to be sharp. Buffalo's beaten teams. You saw what New Jersey did last night. Anybody wins on any given night. If you don't invest in the game, then you won't like the results. And so we're going to have to be ready to play both of these teams.
What was the turning point last night, in your opinion? I watched a little bit of the first period, and I think Kempney had a penalty, and then they went on the power play, and they scored pretty quick to tie it at two. I didn't get to see the second period, but what was the turning point last night, in your opinion?
You know, offensively, I don't know if there was a turning point. offensively, last night in the first period, we had some good looks. You know, we did some good things out there offensively. We were able to score a couple goals. They also had lots of good looks. I don't think defensively we were on point last night with how we need to play teams to find success. Too many odd man rushes, too many guys left behind us. Ultimately, you know, we just shot ourselves in the foot with the way we played the game last night. You know, we just kept feeding their transition. We didn't put anything behind them and establish any offensive zone time. So those are the things we'll talk about today and try and improve on for the next game.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Good luck, Coach Peter Laviolette from the Washington Capitals.
Do you think he watches any movies, like, during the season? Or is he, no? Is he just too locked in?
I think he's just too busy.
Definitely not going to the theater. I don't see that.
But, like, could I recommend Jackass forever?
He's not sitting in his car watching him.
I don't know, man. I think if he's on a flight somewhere, he's watching, like,
film.
He's watching film with the next opponent.
You don't think he just wants to laugh
at some guy? I don't think he's watching The Dropout on Hulu. I don't think he's watching Succession on HBO
Max. You see some guy's beanbag get punched?
Yeah, I don't think he's really
into that. He doesn't seem like the type of guy to like that.
Really?
Maybe in the summer when he's in a silly lake house in
Beer
New Hampshire.
Can Island
then,
or whatever.
Then maybe, yeah.
Maybe Kevin Willard will be like that. We'll ask him.
Okay, we're going to ask him.
New head coach of your Maryland Terrapins. He will join us coming up at 8:20 here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.